pick up from Simin Shin Yud Sifches, continuing on with the halachos of Basis, as well as Tultal Min Hatzad. So over here, the Mechaber says as follows. Kli she'yesh lo dvar isur v'dvar mutar. If you have a utensil that has both an asur item and a mutar item, mutar l'taltalo k'gon machta she'yesh lo b'odiyom efer, sh'mutar l'taltalo chasas bo rope o tzoa. So if you have a shovel that has something that's mutza, and something that is okay to be metaltal, the efer was already muchan, because it was meant to be used to cover, in those days, that's how things that were not very appealing were used to be covered. V'yeshal gamkin shireitzim shemasur metaltal. So what are you allowed to do? Are you allowed to be metaltal this thing? So it says the mechaber mutal taltal amachta kmo shehi. You're allowed to be metaltal the shovel the way it is. So the rule of thumb that we've alluded to in the past is that the dvar ha-mutter has to have be more chashuv than the dvar ha-aser. Avon dvar ha-aser chashuv yosem dvar ha-mutter batal etzel asel etatel. So that's how the iser is defined. Now there is a big discussion in the poskim which we're not going to get involved with, which we've discussed in the past in Siman Reisha in Zayin, and that is how do you define what is chashuv and which one is more chashuv than the other? Could be that on Shabbos if it has a purpose, so then in such a case it will already be considered chashuv and not and even though it's worth less, it would be considered significant. In regards to a fascinating conceptual question, we've learned that when it comes to an item, let's say an item that is muktza, so then the halacha is that it will make a basis aser. If you put it down on the basis with intention to leave it there, then it makes the basis aser. If you don't put it down with intention to leave it there, then it doesn't make the basis aser. So fascinating questions discussed by Reb Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos Kilchus HaPerek Chaf Har Reish Aleph, and that is, do you need to put the Davar Chashuv, the Davar Amutter down with intention to leave it there or not? Just like we say that you need for the Davar Aser. So there's an amazing Mar Makom that the Dirshu quotes, that the Orcha Shabbos quotes from Rabbi Menachem Zember. Rabbi Menachem Zember was killed by the Nazis, Al Kiddush Hashem. So they quote from a sefer before the war. Most of Nachum Zemba's chidushim were destroyed by the Nazis. We have a few that are left, and miraculously, this brilliant chidush survived. And that he suggested that it's only in regards to creating a basis that the halacha is that you need to have intention. But in terms of deciding what is chashuv or what is not. In other words, the fact that there is a davar mutter over here, that's not necessary. By definition, you're allowed to be metaltel because it's going to be mutter. If you give me a moment, I'll find you his exact lashon. I was very excited. This is my revenge against the Nazis. It's an Archa Shabbos, Ha'ara Shin Pei Zayin. So he has a beautiful hagdara. The dafka lahatol din Israel basis beyin shiel lechol Shabbos. Kivin shizem din midine Shabbos. Mag she'enke lafkia shein basis ein zed din midine Shabbos. V'sagi b'zeh shein a basis meshaben shlisel chud. So there is a halacha in regards to creating the positive din of basis. You have to have intention to leave it there the whole Shabbos. But in regards to the halacha of being mafkia the shame bosses, that doesn't require it intention for it to be there the entire Shabbos. Okay, so that's an interesting thing. Continues the mechaber. The reason why it's mutter mishum the lo efshal minket kitma lechudei afilu ishadu le machat om sarach lem koma machta v'me'enet sarach ala gufa machta lo yitel tena kumoshi elinar efer shivrei etzim kovi yitel machta. So he says, what's the reason it's mutter? You're allowed to be metaltel dvar mutter. If the only way to move the Dvar Mutter is also along the way to be moving the Dvar Aser, so then in such a case, that's going to be acceptable. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'tam heter tiltul siv klepon lamidalek ratzel lomar delama b'simin shin tes siv gimel. What the mechaber is trying to answer is why is it saying shin tes the feres hamunachim im even b'sal the afaka the asal ibasal the israel heter mikom heicha the efshel lo yital tal peres v'hat sal kozman sha even munach sham alinar mitchila kol haaretz v'achik hechla kireh peres. The halacha generally is that you have to shake off the entire basket, everything falls to the ground, and then in such a case you pick up what you want. Why don't you say shake everything else off as well? You can't shake them off, but of course the requirement would be to shake them off as well. So lichatchila, the halacha is that if you could shake everything off immediately and take the davar mutar, that would be the chiyuv. Over here, the mechaber says that you're not able to do that. Then b'di'eved, in such a case, that could be done. V'meina tzarech l'guf ha-machta, but if you only need the place of the machta, lo yital tenu kamoshi, the mechaber said, then you shake it off and just take the machta away. Says Ramah, v'chein miyachol l'nar isa l'chud, and also if you could just shake off the yisri, now renov lo yital tenu mehitter. Then just shake it off. Then the Rama says, this is only the heter and isser with each other from Bein Hashmashos. You cannot create a basis ledavra asa davra mutter if it was the isser was the only item that was there on it going into Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's if katan lamed zayin. You can't put it down because then it was only a basis, ledavar also, skipping down two lines. Whenever the yisr is on it, then it's going to be asr retilt. Al kain, mutar laniach alav davar shel heter achashav yosef, mutad lakol biyachad, imi efshalo lenar yisr misham. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but what happens if on Shabbos the Dvar Yisr was put onto the buses? So then in such a case, there's no problem to move it at all, because in such an instance, it will be mutter to be metaltel akol biyachad. L'chatchila, you would have to be metaltel to shake it off, because the halacha is that always l'chatchila, one does not do tiltel min atzad if it's possible to do it in another manner.